I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. The leadership team of Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has laid out what it says is the path to victory in the party's nomination contest and the general election in November. VPR's Bob Kinzel takes a look at their strategy.
Sanders' campaign manager Jeff Weaver told reporters on a national conference call that all the elements are in place for Sanders to become the next president of the United States. Weaver said the campaign has revolutionized presidential fundraising efforts by receiving more than 2.5 million contributions in the past 6 months. That's an all-time record for any presidential candidate. Weaver notes that the campaign had hoped to raise roughly $35 million before February 1st. Now it's likely it will double this amount. Weaver says the average contribution is about $30. And that means the campaign can ask many donors to contribute again.
Importantly, only a small fraction of those contributors are maxed out, meaning that they can continue to sustain this campaign as we go all the way to the convention. So we have really built the infrastructure and have access to the resources which will allow us to go toe-to-toe with our Democratic competitors all the way to the convention next summer.
Tad Devine is a senior strategist for the Sanders campaign. Devine says Sanders has become financially competitive with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton without using a super PAC, an organization that allows individuals to contribute extremely large sums of money to support a candidate. Devine says Sanders' fundraising strategy is a key part of his overall campaign message.
That we have a corrupt system of campaign finance in America. And until we get rid of it, we will not be able to fix or rig the economy, which is sending all of the wealth to the top. The fact that people could believe in it, to trust people, to come follow in the wake of that message, I think, is one of the most outstanding achievements of this campaign so far.
Campaign manager Weaver says Sanders will demonstrate to Democratic voters over the next few months that he would be the party's strongest candidate in the general election. Weaver says Sanders will do this by showing that he can boost voter turnout to help elect Democrats at all levels of government.
I think it's pretty clear that a low-energy, low-turnout election in November would be disastrous for Democrats. But by energizing and engaging young people, I think everyone has seen that across the country, and voters who often do not participate in elections, we can create the type of wave that will create big gains for Democrats.
On Tuesday, March 1st, a dozen states will hold their primaries on a day known as Super Tuesday. Weaver notes that these states award delegates based on the proportion of the vote that a candidate receives. That means the Sanders campaign doesn't need to win a lot of these states to remain in the race. It just has to do well enough to increase its overall delegate count.
At the end of the day, that's what matters. You need delegates to win at the convention. So our strategy around March 1st is how we maximize delegates.
The Sanders campaign says it has over 90,000 volunteers in the early primary states and that these volunteers have already knocked on more than 500,000 doors. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.